Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Detective Bebop Robomogo, Travelogue, October 22nd, 2021. I am in the Messingham HQ on a terrible elevator ride with a Jonathan clone. He just, somehow, absorbed a part of another Jonathan, like he was some sort of walking, talking, balding Jonathan sponge. And that's not the weirdest part of it all. Oh, no, wait. Actually, yes. That has been the weirdest part of this entire weird search for the one true weird Jonathan. As the elevator raced upward, I tried to prepare myself for what might await me. I had been in many Messingham layers over the years. There was that gross house in the volcano, the towers, the castle. Every one of them contained something unexpected, and every one of them made me wish I was anywhere else. The elevator suddenly lurched to a stop. I looked at the Jonathan clone to see if this was our stop, but he seemed not to notice. The elevator doors opened, and a pale red light guided our way off the elevators. Whatever alarm the other Bebop had triggered had either stopped or didn't reach up to this floor. I stepped out cautiously, the clone behind me, and I found myself in a bizarre room. Just like the floor below, it was filled with cubicles and office furniture. But instead of neat, tidy rows, it looked as though a tornado had hit it. There were chairs on top of desks, desks turned on their sides, cubicle walls broken and split and leaning against each other.
"What happened here?"
asked the Jonathan clone. The first sensible thing he'd said since we'd met. "I don't know, but we need to stay quiet," I said, and motioned for Jonathan to duck low. We shuffled deeper into the dark room. It was lit red only by the exit sign over a staircase on the far wall. The clone and I moved deeper into the room. I kept my eye out for Baron von Messingham. I had assumed this would be his office, or his lair, highest floor overlooking his kingdom. But something had happened here, and there was no one in sight. "Keep your eye out for another one of you, or another one of me," I told the clone.
"You mean like that?"
I looked where the clone was pointing, just in time to see a shadowy figure dart across the floor and disappear behind a pile of filing cabinets. "This way," I said, and moved toward the cabinets. I could hear a low growling coming from behind the pile.
"Hey," I yelled. "Whoever is back there, come out now. Come out or we're coming in."
Roar!
Out jumped a crazed, feral Jonathan clone. It was like a Jonathan who had been raised by wolves. He roared and growled and jumped up and down. He leapt at me. But I dodged beneath a desk and scrambled out before he could get a hold of me. I raced behind a stack of chairs, and the wild Jonathan slammed into the pile, knocking them and me to the floor. He stood, growling over me, the light reflecting off his balding head and his cracked glasses. "Oh no," I said, "what a way to go."
And just before the wild Jonathan jumped on me, my Jonathan clone grabbed him, spun him around, and took hold of his wrist. In a matter of seconds, the wild Jonathan melted and glooped into my clone.
"Oh, thank you," I said,
as I dusted myself off and stood.
My pleasure,
said the Jonathan clone. What does that feel like, by the way? I asked. When you absorb another clone like that.
You know how you feel when you lost something, and you look all over your house for it, and in the car, and you look under your bed 5 times, and you can't find it, and then you look one more time under your bed, just one more 6th time, just because you can't think of what else to do, and suddenly it's there and you found it?
I guess, I said. That's what it feels like.
That's what feels like,
said Jonathan.
What was I talking about?
Just then the elevator doors opened, and a dozen Jonathans spilled out.
Podcast.
Ugh, never mind, I said. Be quiet. I hid behind an old photocopier, but the Jonathan clone just stood there, looking at the others.
Hey, fellas!
He yelled, waving.
Hey, fella!
They all yelled back, waving back.
If you're looking for the rogue robot, he's over here, hiding behind the photocopier.
Thanks!
I couldn't believe my luck. Betrayed by a Jonathan. Defeated by a sock drawer of Jonathans. This was no way to go out. I stood to face the Jonathans and stand my ground. But to my surprise, before they could get to me, one by one, the Jonathan clone absorbed them all. Until on the floor, in the pale light, was just a pile of corduroy pants, musty t-shirts, and discount spectacles. I looked at the Jonathan clone. Thanks for that, I said. But the clone was looking at me strangely now. He had that same puppy tilt to his head, but I could see that he was really thinking. I hoped he wouldn't hurt himself.
Bebop?
Said the clone.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.